We're told art critic and painter John Ruskin was at odds with himself and the world when he left London, but then enjoyed an untroubled fortnight at Brantwood in the latter part of June 1885. These 2 weeks of precious calm were the gift of Lilias Trotter, who had come to stay there with her brother Alec and sister Minnie. John Ruskin had seen endless promise in Lilias, predicting she could become unmatched as a painter, and he was still determined that she should study art instead of carrying out her work among so-called fallen women. Perhaps Lilias was herself glad to have a holiday from rescue work, as she called it. Every day, Ruskin wrote a little before breakfast, then Lilias read his letters to him before they settled down to a morning class. Her sister Minnie reported that it seemed a differently shaped lesson at every hour of the day. One time, Lilias admitted a dislike for the color purple, which called forth stern reproof from Ruskin. Cupboards full of lovely minerals were opened. Rock crystals and amethysts of every shade were spread forth. Flowers were picked. Watercolors of birds by William Hunt, mountain scenes by Turner, were all called into contribution by her master to persuade her of the greatness of her heresy. Lilias never dared to object to purple again. That from the study John Ruskin by Timothy Hilton. The artists at the Ver Virtu studio have no hesitation about embracing purple, or red, or yellow, or all the shades of green and blue, lots and lots of blues. And of course, gracious as they are, they would forgive Lilias for her momentary lapse with regard to purple, because they would certainly understand that she perhaps had a different way of perceiving her world, and that she could render it just fine without calling on purple to help her do it. The artists at Ver Virtu would like to introduce us to Lilias Trotter, and they're inviting us to a screening of a documentary film about her life and work at Misericordia University in Dallas, Pennsylvania, just outside Wilkes-Barre, on June 10th. Gwen Harlman is coordinator of Ver Virtu, and she paid a visit to the WVIA studios to proffer the invitation and to tell us about Ver Virtu.
Ver Virtu is an arts center that taps into the creative energy primarily of artists with intellectual, physical, or emotional challenges, but it's an all-inclusive studio. We encourage the community to come in and participate on a daily basis with us because there's so much to enjoy and so much to learn from each other. So it's a wonderful learning tool for both community members as well as our artists.
And where do we find you?
We're located at 24 North Main Street in Dallas, right in the center of the town. It's wonderful. We have 3,600 square feet of space, and we use every little square foot of that for sure. And we're actually going on our fourth year at this location. I know that's hard to believe, but it is our fourth year. We serve over 30 artists, and their work is just incredible, and it's getting better and better every time we show and exhibit. And so it's really exciting to talk about this exhibit that's coming up. And the interesting part about it is we're working in collaboration with Misericordia University, the Occupational Therapy Department. They are supporting this event, which is really wonderful because we have this working relationship with the university as a whole, but especially with the OT department. We've had all their students as interns, and they're doing internships and volunteer and just coming to support the studio. We have a wonderful group of students who come in and support the studio, and they are so gratified because it's actually a learning tool for them. And it's wonderful because so many of the students enjoy seeing the pieces come to fruition, and they follow us on Facebook, and they follow when they're not in the studio for a Christmas break, and they come back and they would say, oh, I saw this piece coming out, and now it's even more beautiful in person. And often they purchase pieces for surprises for family members, and they might have their hand in helping the artist with that. So it's a meaningful experience, and then they take something with it. So that's really great and special for them. And actually, we also had shows in the past with the language speech department. And not only is it the OT department, but it's many of the other departments at the university that we are supported with and support them as a learning tool for them. to come in and experience the artist, because many of the students who have come in have actually changed their discipline to maybe focus on people with challenges opposed to getting into the mainstream, because there's many avenues for OTPT, speech language, so there's many disciplines in that area. So it's interesting to see people change their plans because of an experience. So I think that's how we all relate. So it's very interesting how that occurs.
And one of the things that is so distinctive about Vervirtu is the beauty of the color palette, the materials used, and there is just such an energy, vitality.
It is palpable. You're exactly right, because people will come into the studio and say, there's such, I don't even know what it is, but I feel happy being here, and I feel that there's something special going on. It's very magical, and it is. It's a very magical experience, and the artists were at Fiesta, as well as they will be at the event that I'm going to speak of, and they represent their own work and speak so well of it. Then it even gives them an insight to the piece, and it becomes more sacred to them as a purchaser. They feel that they're getting something. One of our students is a wonderful artist, and she created something called the shag shawl. And she puts fabric, and she makes these beautiful tapestry wall hangings. She designs her own fabric. She uses yarns and beautiful fringes, and she makes these gorgeous. And she's won awards at Bryn Mawr for them, Mary Jo. And we couldn't keep enough of them in the tent at Fiesta this year, as in the past. But a woman was talking to me, and I said, you have to understand, every knot that is in that is tied with love. And so if there's that much love in a piece of artwork, you know it's going to be special in your home. And she was going to use it for a meditation and her practice for yoga in her room there. So I love how we hear stories about how our artwork is going to be used, and if it's going to be a gift for a special occasion. It's really wonderful. It's so rich. I have one of the best jobs in the world.
Well, you do have two things that you mentioned, an exhibition and a special event.
Yes, and I'm very excited about this event. It's called Many Beautiful Things, and that's the film. The film is of the life of an artist that not too many people are familiar with, Lilias Trotter. And the reason why is she switched gears in her life. She was the protege of John Ruskin, and a very famous watercolorist and English painter. And he found in her work beauty. And she was a very young girl when she met John. And he just really had immense hopes for her. And she had other plans for herself. Her art did give her meaning, and it was wonderful, but she ended up being a pacifist, an activist pacifist in the women's movement. And she was unheard of because she did things silently as a philanthropist, and not too much is, again, written about her until now. Recently, this woman, her name is Miriam Rockness, she made it almost a life's mission to investigate and resource what happened to Lilias Trotter, because she had come across a piece of her work and she thought, why haven't I heard of this woman? And so she made it a mission to find out why. And I won't give it away, but it's amazing that the story is such a wonderfully done documentary of Lilias. And she did change paths because she wanted to help women and children. And primarily, she hated to see the women not have the same rights as all. And she thought that especially women who were at a less advantage, and they would have been women who had lost their husbands, widowed, and just didn't have a lot of money, the prostitutes. And she just thought she needed to do something and change their lives. And she did. And she opened up a pub, the first pub in England that would serve women, and they could have, instead of eating on the streets and in, out of bags or such, and they opened up this pub. So the story just goes on her philanthropic philosophy and her passion for life. And it was about giving back. So that's just a little bit about the story.
So you all are hosting this film, a screening of this film.
Yes, it's so wonderful. The Occupational Therapy Department is hosting it. Barbara Roberts, a very active community person in the Back Mountain, came across the film. And she thought it was such a beautifully rendered film that it had to be shown. And who could benefit from the showing of this? And she said it was a good fit to have Vervirtu be the recipient. So it's a community effort, which of course you know I love when the community is so intertwined and connecting, and that's how we keep everything going, by the community efforts. If you can help me and I help you, and then it just is a domino effect. It just is a beautiful situation when we all can help and benefit from one another. And so it's just working with Misericordia and then Barbara coming into the picture, and it's just been a wonderful opportunity to meet such wonderful people.
Where and when?
It's going to be in Lamon Theater at Misericordia University, and it's June 10th. It is a jam-packed evening of music. So the Beyond Harmony group from the Occupational Therapy Department, MSOTA, is going to be singing, and they're wonderful. They're a cappella. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or heard them perform, but they are very, very popular. And they're going to be opening up the film at 6:30 in Lamont, and then the film will be shown, and then we're having a reception and art exhibit in the Polly Friedman Gallery. This is our first time in the Polly Friedman Gallery, and we are so, so appreciative of the opportunity. So it is just a very, very interesting evening of many beautiful things. It's a very brief show. We are having a soft opening on June 5th. It's a Monday, and we're going to be at the Polly Friedman Gallery, the artists and myself. And so if people feel that they'd like to get out in the afternoon and come, we're going to be there from 11 till 3. And then we have the official opening June 10th. And so that will be following the film. And we'll have light refreshments and music. And it'll just going to be a really lovely evening.
There's an art theme, but there's a heart theme to the film. Even though it was 19th century England, it's universal themes.
Yes, so going back, saying turn of the century, and we're still creating many beautiful things, and having an acceptance for all who are artists, because artists always considered so subjective as it is, but to have artists embraced as artists that have different abilities and may not be producing artwork the same. But I have to say, Fiesta was a mark of evidence of that. We had people returning and not even aware that we have a studio so close, but people who have come in for graduation to visit their children from King's and Wilkes, and they're coming in and they're saying, I was here last year and I had to come and get a piece, and I visit this booth every year. So it's really rewarding that our artist work is sought after and appreciated for the artistic merit, not just because it's created by an artist that might be different. I think we're all different, though. So I have to say, it's just really appreciative to me, as well as the artists who were able to hear the compliments that they came just to see what their favorite artist had done over the year. They're proud of that, especially people who have physical limitations. They're very proud of the fact that they've created this. You may not even see it in the work, but it might have taken them 10 weeks to finish this piece because of their limitations in their mobility. However, it doesn't stop them, and it doesn't decrease the beauty of their work. And it's amazing, because we also do, every year we enter a juried exhibit at Bryn Mawr Rehab Hospital. And last year we had over 20 of our artists out of a group of about 30 that were juried in, and about, I think, 10 people actually sold pieces opening night. And so it's really impressive, because this particular Bryn Mawr Rehab show is for artists. They classify it, I don't always use this word, but it's with artists with disabilities, and their disabilities range from many things. And it's very interesting to see this. So I'm not object to talking about that they do have challenges, but it's what they do with their challenges that matters. And it's just very important to me to let people know that we're not focusing on the challenge, but that all of our artists are artists, and that they just see things differently, as we all do. A perception is very interesting.
And the Bryn Mawr show is international, isn't it?
It is an international juried exhibit. You see artists from India and Africa and England, and again, internationally juried, and there are our artists. And in fact, it was not this past year, but the year before, one of our artists won Best in Show out of about 1,000 artists. So it's amazing. I'm beyond the moon when I talk about our artists. I could go on all day.
And you also have a tremendous Facebook presence, And you have fans who never set foot in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yes, yes. Not only have we had international juried exhibits, but our work is international. Our work really is all over the world, and it's amazing how our work gets there. And actually, we've had people hearing podcasts of me being on Art Scene, and they've purchased, they've called and gotten in touch with me. So it's amazing how important getting the word out there is through whatever avenue is available, whether it be Facebook or any type of social media, television, and recordings like your wonderful studio here.
The other thing is that you've had work commissioned.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and still do. Our work has been commissioned for local restaurants. Again, work that has gone out of our area. I think one of the most interesting stories that I love, just because of the nature of the material used, we had a mural, an installed mural, so it was dimensional, that was commissioned by the Lowe's Distribution Center. And Lowe's does many wonderful things with people with challenges. And they commissioned us to do a mural. And so I thought it would be interesting to go to Lowe's and buy items that you could buy in Lowe's and put it into the mural. So we incorporated this really interesting mural of all kinds of found objects from Lowe's. And their corporate office loved it, that they commissioned one, and it's in North Carolina. So it's very impressive that Ververtu has been there and done it. I think it's always about the story, Erica. I think people always love to hear a story about something. And of course, you know, the artists, if they're not available, I'm sure they're to tell the story. But I think the artists sell their work so much better than I do, because there is a special energy.
While we're talking about partnerships and working together, you have other initiatives.
Yes, again, my passion for community and helping where you can. I've worked with the women from the Clemmar Recovery House in Dallas, and they've been coming down and working in the studio and helping with the artists and helping themselves. And then as a thank you, on Thursday evenings, I have a class with them that shows how to use coping skills such as aromatherapy, meditation, and vision boarding. Because the women that are coming in, they're not going to be local residents, so they just have time to kind of acclimate to a gentle setting and something that's going to actually benefit them in the long run through. It has shown that they're so appreciative. They love doing the art component and introducing that. So with, and then with them coming to the studio, and it's just really great because you're able to give them purpose, and they really feel viable and helpful. In fact, we do meditation every morning before we start our day. And so the people, when they come to volunteer, they start with the meditation. And so then they share it with the women when they go home and say, well, this is going on there. You have to come on Thursday night. And then they come in, and it's funny because one of the women was saying, I really didn't want to come tonight, and I'm so glad I did. I feel like I've really learned something. So I love the community, and they helped make some of the pins for Fiesta. And so they were thrilled when they were looking and saying, I know I helped do this one, you know, and so they were so thrilled to see the artists succeed. And that's really important because they're happy to help. So it's really been great having that connection with the women coming from the recovery center. So it's really beautiful.
Tell us now, you're getting a little presence in Lackawanna County.
Yes. Well, the Deutsch Institute, which we are part of, serves five counties, Luzerne, Lackawanna, Susquehanna, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. Having said that, we are really joyous to know that we are going to have a little spot at the Gathering Place. It's in Clark Summit, and it's the old fire hall. And Ververtu is going to have a little workshop, a little studio space. And we're going to do the same thing and encourage the community to come in and take classes with the artists that are going to be there. So we're excited about this new endeavor, and we should begin probably going full steam ahead as of September, but we've been doing pilot programs since it's been available. There's still some work in progress at the Gathering Place, but it's a wonderful, wonderful space for many interesting things going on. So if anyone would like to check that out, stop in and speak to the people there, because there's many opportunities for community, again, community involvement on many levels. So it's a very interesting place, and that's exactly what they're hoping to accomplish there.
Gwen Harleman, coordinator, art director of the Ververtu Studio in Dallas, Pennsylvania, just outside Wilkes-Barre, speaking with us in anticipation of a special event on Saturday, June 10th at Misericordia University, also in Dallas. There will be a screening of the documentary film many beautiful things on the life and work of Lilias Trotter, and there will be a performance by the a cappella ensemble Beyond Harmony before the movie. The screening will be followed by an opening reception for the Ver Virtue art exhibit titled Potpourri, Many Beautiful Things. And that's all at Misericordia University in Dallas, sponsored by the University Occupational Therapy Department. The film screening gets underway at 6:30, and that may be when the music begins. And then the opening reception for the exhibition follows the screening. There will be refreshments at the exhibition and a chance to talk with the artists. Also featured in the Pauli Friedman Gallery, the work of the Misericordia Pottery Studio. For more information on the web, misericordia.edu, misericordia.edu. And as we heard, there is quite a Facebook presence for Ver Virtue. And Ver Virtue is spelled V-E-R-V-E, and then it's a second word, V-E-R-T-U, V-E-R-V-E, V-E-R-T-U, Ver Virtue. And that's in the heart of downtown Dallas, Pennsylvania, just outside Wilkes-Barre, very near Misericordia University, where on Saturday, June 10th, there will be a screening of the documentary film Many Beautiful Things, and all the proceeds will benefit the Ver Virtue Studio. For more information on the web, misericordia.edu, misericordia.edu.